Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, in for the news as we begin our program every week with three or four things that are affecting what's going on the American family farm. And certainly nothing will affect growing more than the fact that bees are being stolen. The latest example of that, 60,000 bees stolen from the giant grocery store chain from a field in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. The bees were stolen in the past week or so. The company's impact manager said the bees were an essential part of the local food chain. Apparently, Giant does something. This is, I think, good news, or maybe a suggestion for a lot of the medium-sized grocery chains. And Giant is that, Big Y is that, Hannaford is that. We have them all around. There's four or five big companies that control most of the grocery chains, but then there are some medium-sized companies, and a lot of them are doing what Giant has been doing, helping the local farmers in order to be successful. They realize that people want now local food. So they help the farmers. And because there is a declining bee population, Giant invested a lot of money, bought a lot of bees, because they wanted to help the suffering, declining bee population. So farmers would have this, as most everybody knows, without bees, you don't have food. You need bees to pollinate 45 to 50% of all of the things that are grown. Without the bees, we're up, you know, what's creek? And a lot of the people who get behind this movement understand that the loss of the bee population has been caused by overusing chemicals, Monsanto products, not just Monsanto, but the people that are supplying farmers with all these things that are helpful when it comes to getting rid of weeds and making things grow, but they're not helpful to the bee population, kills them off. So the serious concerns that farmers have and the agricultural industry has in general and environmentalists have, because one third to one half of the food supply, as I said, relies on bees to pollinate the plants. So it'll be interesting to follow that and see if they can find out what happened to these bees. I figure they're on the black market, frankly, because bees are so important. People are paying almost anything to have bees on their farms. Here's another item from the news desk at the American Family Farmer about mosquitoes. Mosquitoes in general, they not only are pesky on the farm, but they're pesky everywhere. Plenty of factors go into how attractive you may be to mosquitoes. A lot of people, farmers, think it's the way they smell when they sweat. Yeah, I think there's been published studies that suggest that's true. But also, lab tests that have been done this winter testing mosquitoes and what they were attracted to, apparently they're attracted to red. Other colors like orange, black, and some new colors, magenta, that sort of thing, seem to score high with mosquitoes as well. So if you have an option of wearing, when you're out in the field, especially later in the day, if you're out working like I do, I usually, in the hay months, I usually mow until after dark, or at least until I can't see any further. And usually by the time we get to 7:30, the mosquitoes are all over the place. So anyway, wear clothing that is lighter, and you won't be attracted, or they won't be attracted to you. Okay, a little word to the wise. There's a story from the Finger Lakes that I thought was worth mentioning because it has to do with something that is very important to dairy farmers. In this particular instance, this is an area that I cover with a couple of radio programs up in the Finger Lakes region. A couple of stations up there notified. I get one person who's a farmer up there that listens to me, told me a story about the five cows that died in a gas poisoning incident up there. I think hydrogen sulfide, which is the main component of methane, is pretty well documented as being extremely dangerous. It can be found, excuse me, in manure storage areas, in silos, that sort of thing is a byproduct of the bacterial breakdown of compounds that are inside the manure storage facility or inside of a silo. The gas remains dissolved in the liquid, remains contained under the top layer of the silo or the manure lagoon. But when it's agitated, or when you're cleaning out the silo, boof. There are a lot of circumstances in terms of experiences when I was a kid, more than now, where farmers would be in the silo, moving the silage around while the silage was coming up the chute and down into the silo. And I know one, not far from me actually, a farmer who died because of all the gas that was in the silo. And that was a real warning to me. And I remember talking about it when I was growing up and worked in the silo. I never worked in the silo when the silage was being set up. Wait till the silage is there, and then you spread it around and tamp it down. Anyway, there was a dairy farm in the Finger Lakes that was agitating an under barn manure storage center, and they spread it on the field like they all do. The barn has a gutter cleaner that empties into the center of the barn manure storage, which is underneath the barn. And these manure storages are troubling for gas because the levels concentrate quickly. They don't have a lot of areas for escape because they're under the barn. So this becomes super concentrated, and when they pump it out, the gas almost explodes. So four cattle died inside the barn because the gas escaped from the pool and went up into the barn, and a fifth cow died shortly after. Anyway, so this, a word to the wise, it's not good for the cattle. It's not good. It's a great way to contain the manure and be able to make sure that when you spread it, that's good quality fertilizer. But as with the good, there is the bad. And the recommendation here from several different sources is that under barn manure storage would be something that ought to be not outlawed, but probably not encouraged. Something to think about as I pass along the results of some studies and some work being done in that particular part of the country. Dairy, very important to our discussions here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget to listen to our podcasts every week. A summary, a summation of what we've talked about. Check it out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Moving back into our American Family Farmer program, Doug Steffen here with an introduction to Scott Grigger who is the manager of the New York Farm Show. Now, when you think about it's at the New York State Fairgrounds every February. I went a few years ago. I found it fascinating because I love new stuff, new equipment. I don't buy it, but I love looking at it and to see what's what. And I probably shouldn't say it. Maybe it's heresy to say, you know, because a lot of things that go on there are aimed at helping people buy things that they can use on the farm. But I don't want to assume anything, Scott, because these things are changing oftentimes because of the difference in technology and new things that are coming about. But also, in the last couple of years, the situation with COVID, I don't even think you had a farm show this last year. Did you at all?
In 2020, I had the last one, and COVID kicked in 2 weeks later. 21, yeah. We did not do anything. So we're back on schedule and hope everything goes out right.
So what harm has it done to farmers? This is not, by the way, just for people in New York. It's for folks all over the Northeast who would go there. Probably you have people, I'm guessing, that come from all over the country, because this is sort of the first engagement after the beginning of the year, isn't it, to get people excited about what's going on the farm, equipment-wise and otherwise?
Well, years ago when we started the farm show, we promoted indoors and outstanding, and it's a spring planting show.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to get out of the house. This is an opportunity for them to come to the show to get out of the house, and now it's been 2 years, so I'm thinking they're going to get out of the house quicker. The weather is going to be fantastic.
Right. So this is something that's going on as we are doing this program in the middle of February. The schedule is for the last weekend, the 24th and 25th, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the last full week of February. And so when you talk about those who will come, how far and wide, you have registrations. I'm imagining that they're up this year for the very reason we just said. People want to get going. They want to find new stuff. They want to get excited. I know at this time of year, I've ordered my seeds, and I know my produce friends are already getting things to grow in their greenhouses. So we're getting pretty close. And then this event builds lots of excitement among farmers, does it not?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it attracts, you know, farmers across Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York. It's interesting what's going to happen in Canada, and we do get a bunch out of New England. We really do.
So the Canadian problem with the truckers and all of that stuff, I guess one of the things that farmers, I have found this, I bought a couple of pieces of equipment not long ago at an auction in Nebraska and Illinois, and you'd think I was asking to fly to the moon to find a trucker that would pick this stuff up and bring it to my farm here in Massachusetts, and the prices, ay-yi-yi. So will you address things like that with suggestions, seminars, otherwise, at the New York Farm Show?
No, this year there is no seminars. The Beef Association is doing one seminar on beef. Everything else has been canceled because of the COVID, and the people that were putting them on did not want to do a meeting-type situation.
That's too bad, because really, when you get down to brass tacks of it, the worst is well over. I would encourage people who want to see what's going on. I might even take a quick trip out there myself to see what is going on, because I want to get out like everybody else. I drove to a farm in upstate New York. I went across Lake Champlain on a on an ice-breaking barge this past weekend to go to Malone, New York. You must know where that is, a great farming area. And I kind of want to talk about those things and what's happening in New York as it represents what's happening in farming generally across our country as we continue here our conversation with Scott Grigger, who runs the New York Farm Show, taking place in a short period of time, end of February. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back into our focus on the New York Farm Show is the first really big farm show of the season. It takes place the end of February. You can check it out at newyorkfarmshow.com. The gentleman who started this, I believe you did, what, 30-some-odd years ago, Scott? Scott Grigger runs the show. He's the show manager. How did you get involved in this?
Well, I was an exhibitor the first 2 years.
Exhibiting what?
I was a company that represented a exhibitor at the show called Allied Farm Equipment.
Okay.
And then they decided they were going to hire a full-time manager to take it over, and I applied for the job, and I've been there ever since.
Mm-hmm. So
the show is owned by the Northeast Equipment Dealers Association and another company called Farm Progress or American Ag.
Yeah, right. Okay, so how has it changed in these 30 years? Is it just the equipment or the people who come or the focus or all of the three?
I'd say all of the three. The technology has just kicked in the last 15 years. It's just mind-boggling to me. I can't keep up with it. It's amazing how younger generation and older generation is really keeping up with the technology. You're talking about steerable tractors, stuff like that. Your sprays were down to very minimum amount of chemicals going on. I mean, the companies have done a fantastic job of getting stuff available for the farmer.
Well, are they reacting to what the farmer is telling them to do? You said not many chemicals in the things that are being applied. Is that a reaction to some of the things that have been a problem with products that come from places like Monsanto or Dow or whomever? People are reacting, consumers are reacting, and thus farmers are reacting to using it as well, are they not?
It has always been a very small portion of any of the stuff used to take care of a weed problem or a worm problem or something like that. The amount of chemicals that we use is very, very minimum. And you just don't understand it. I mean, it's like, you know, with the milk, everybody is worried about safe milk. And I don't know how they do it, but you can take a 9,000-gallon tanker load of milk and put 2 cc's of an antibiotic, and it shows up on a test.
Well, they do it. The test would be in, as you know, when they ship milk, they ship, everybody takes a sample of the milk from the tank, and they have that. They bring it back to the processing plant, and they test those individually. And I think that's where it shows up. But I was on, when I was milking cows, I can remember maybe over the years three or four times when something has gotten into the milk or weren't. I didn't ever use any of those the biological stuff, but there might have been dirt. Or who knows what, maybe Listeria from the tank. But I have lost loads, or that little bit. You asked the right question. How can just a couple of drops ruin a whole load, 9,000 gallons of milk? And for whatever the reason, that stuff goes from the milk plant to the cheese plant fast. That's, and so, it's a wonder when it comes down to those sorts of things. As we continue here, I want to talk about this show and what there are 400 exhibitors who are going to be on display there. You were talking about self-driving tractors and things. You know, for me, I know it's progress, but it takes the romance out of it. I know farming is a business, but I think farmers, maybe it's just I'm showing my age, Scott, the romance in being on a tractor and mowing hay and baling hay and plowing and doing whatever, I don't want to give that up to some machine, but maybe we can talk about that in a second to tell you can tell me where I'm wrong. Continuing, as our focus on the first really big farm show of the year, very exciting for all the folks listening to the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is overseeing nuclear drills today amid escalating tensions over Ukraine. President Biden has warned of swift and severe consequences if Russia invades its neighbor. Vice President Kamala Harris telling an audience of diplomats in Germany the situation is dire.
Today, as we are all well aware, the foundation of European security is under direct threat in Ukraine.
Robot dogs may be the future of security on the U.S.-Mexico border. The Department of Homeland Security recently releasing images of the machines navigating difficult terrain to search for contraband and security threats. The DHS saying there is no set schedule for the deployment of robots. USA Radio News. The administration says cyber hackers are going after Ukraine.
Ann Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor, told reporters that U.S. intelligence has determined that Russian cyber actors have targeted the Ukrainian government. Specifically, Neuberger alleged the actors used DDoS attacks on Ukrainian Ministry of Defense and state-owned banks this week, but said if they tried to attack America, we're ready.
We're shoring up our defenses at home. While there are currently no specific or credible cyber threats to the homeland, the U.S. government has been preparing for potential geopolitical contingencies since before Thanksgiving.
For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Closing arguments are set to resume Monday in the federal hate crime charges of three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Prosecutors allege that the suspects, Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan, were driven by racial hate to kill Arbery 2 years ago. USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Back to the American Family Farmer Program. Doug Steffen here with Scott Grigger, who's the manager of this year's New York Farm Show. Has been doing it for 30-some-odd years. A lot of equipment is on display. I think the essence of what we're talking about, I think people should go have fun, open up, kind of like take a big deep breath and go for it. Bring the family. The program that I'm doing, Scott, is about the family farmer, the family, the relationship with farm, family, and food. And so sometimes people think the farms are getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. And some of the companies seem to cater to bigger. But I wonder how much, in terms of the number of people who will show up there, what percentage of them do you think, or maybe you've done the research, are actually family farmers?
Well, most of the research that I've done, it's not 100% accurate, but we promote into the farming industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where everybody is advertised. We don't advertise locally in Syracuse. They don't even know what's going on. And so the crowd that basically comes to the show is about 80% of the people are tied back to the farm one way or another.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, the technology, I guess I was taken back. I've been around cows all my life. And I've milked cows, and I like milking cows. So I went to Hylon. I bought some heifers this past spring, and I'll do it again this year from them because they have fabulous cows. But they have all robotic milkers. The barn gets good. Well, there are four kids. They're my kids. They're in their 30s. They're all really smart. And they showed me around the farm when I went to pick up the calves. And I'm looking in this. I actually never have been in a farm, in a barn, where there was an automatic milker. So I'm watching this thing, and it just amazes me how the cows get into the system. And then I'm looking around, there's this robot cleaning up the manure from the loafing areas. And then I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, I grew up shoveling it, and you probably did too, into a wheelbarrow or a bucket or something. And so to see all of this, I suppose, I don't know. I think the cow likes to have human contact. I guess maybe I'm saying that because I hope they do. But this is the way with the big dairies now, and even some of the medium-sized dairies, they're bringing in robotic milkers, yeah?
That is correct. I mean, the biggest thing is in any industry, we have a labor problem,
yeah.
And the farm is not alone, and that's part of it right there. I mean, you got to show up to milk cows, and pretty well that robot's going to show up first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the cows in robotic situations get milked three times a day, and yep. The feed is handy by there. Again, I'm sort of the old school. I like putting the cows out to the pasture and bringing them in and milking them and that sort of thing. But there's not a lot of that going on here. Tell us a little bit about the sponsoring group is the Northeast Equipment Dealers Association, NEDA. What is going on in terms of equipment? You mentioned the self-propelled or self-steering tractors. I think John Deere introduced those at the Consumer Electronics Show earlier this year, didn't they?
Yeah, Deere has been working with it. Case IH has been working with it. We also got a compact tractor that's going to be battery-operated at the farm show.
Electric farm. Electric tractor.
Yeah, and it's going to be a compact, and it's new to the market here in the U.S., so that ought to be interesting.
Who's making that, Scott? What manufacturer is bringing that in?
Not answering on that. I do not know. It started with an S, and I just made contact with them the other day. So
I bet it's Solis, S-O-L-I-S. It's a Korean outfit, yeah. I'm going to bet you that's who it is. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
But, that's the interesting part about it is, and then the other one I don't completely understand that I just read yesterday, and if I read it correctly, there's a radar detector out there called Escort that you put in your car. One of the premium radar detectors. And it's made out of Cincinnati, Ohio by an outfit called Cincinnati Microwave. Kubota has purchased half of that company. Now, they're into GPS and everything else, so what's Kubota you got up their sleeve at their head of it? And if you look at the John Deere's, the Cases, anybody that's going to these driving tractors are buying battery companies, they're buying technology, mm-hmm. they're getting ahead of it, so yeah. It's coming.
I don't know. I like, again, I'm not trying to fly in the face of progress, but I like diesel tractors. I just am thinking about the electric tractor. We talk about this with cars all the time in terms of when it runs out of juice. If somebody forgets to plug it in and you take it out and you're plowing with it and 2 hours into it, the tractor stops, how do you plug it up? How do you recharge in the middle of the field?
I have no idea, but maybe it's just like your diesel tractor. When it says empty, you better head for the fuel.
Yeah, right, exactly. I guess that's true. So one of the things that has been big on the mind of farmers that I've talked to has been the Internet and working with, you were talking about technology and how important it is for family farmers to be connected so that they can promote, use social media, websites, that sort of thing. You must have people there that are promoting. That's, it's not just about tractors and equipment, is it?
No. The show is a one-stop shop for all parts of agriculture, anywhere from the fruits and vegetables to the technology, computers, the accounting systems, anything to operate a farm will be there.
Mm-hmm. And so this is it. So that sort of thing brings in younger. What have you noticed about the age of the people who are coming to your events in terms of, you know, I think I saw something the other day, I think I mentioned it on the air, the average farmer in America now is 64 years old. There are a lot of younger people that are coming in that aren't necessarily from the farm, that are getting a leg up on some land that's available, young men, but more young women. In fact, do you have that trend also? Do you observe that trend at the show?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's being mixed. With the females and the males, everybody is looking to find their little piece of ground to enjoy what we enjoyed when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was enjoyable, wasn't it? I loved growing up on the farm. I loved being on the farm, being around the animals. I loved it. And it set the tone for the rest of my life. And I think that happens often. We're going to continue here. We've got a few more minutes with Scott Greger talking about the New York Farm Show as an example of the sorts of things. Let's forget about COVID and let's go and support these companies and support these shows because they're important. You need to know what's going on. And this is probably the best source of information, hands-on going to something like this so that you can actually see how everything works and decide whether that's for you or it's not for you and find out about the seeds that are great this year, all the things that are trending. And as we continue here, I want to help those of you who are continuing to deal with the headache of fat and being overweight and how this powerful message from Calitrin works to support you when you're losing weight. A lot of you have lost weight and round of applause for the people who have. But then you start gaining it back again, especially, you know, certainly during COVID that happened and New Year's and holidays and stuff. So let's put that behind us. If you really want to keep the weight off, that's the problem you want to solve. The solution for the problem is to go to toploss.com and see how Calitrin works for you with the three natural ingredients. There's no stimulants, there's nothing in there that's going to hurt you. You'll be losing 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, keeping it off. There are lots of verified reviews at toploss.com that will help you understand how this wonderful product works. I have been talking about these people for 5+ years on the air consistently, every single day. There's something new that I can tell you about to get your focus on helping yourself. You need to break down the proteins, and that's what the combination does here. Aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes go to work to repair and rebuild your body, and that's how you keep the weight off. Keep yourself focused on good, healthy foods, healthy lifestyle, exercise, and getting enough rest, plus using Calitrin before you go to bed. Calitrin is available by going to toploss.com. When you check out to get the special deal, use the DJV code at checkout. No shipping charges, and the special is a powerful, it really is a powerful all-natural item. Help yourself to health. Go to toploss.com. Check out using the code DJV.
If you have a chronic or recurring infection, getting accurate identification of the bacteria or fungus would determine if your doctor prescribes the correct antibiotic. To treat infections, doctors often use lab cultures to help determine what antibiotic to use, but this 150-year-old technology can miss many infecting bacteria and fungi. One company offering a solution to this is MicroGen DX. By using its next-generation DNA sequencing, patients are given new hope to find the cause of their infection. MicroGen DX's DNA sequencing is used to detect microbes that are often missed in lab cultures, providing a patient's physician a more comprehensive report and enabling appropriate and optimized therapy. MicroGen DX provides results for diagnoses related to infections of the urinary tract, prostate, hip and knee, wound, sinus, lung, and more. The benefits of using DNA sequencing over traditional culture are accuracy, affordability, and speed. Visit www.microgendx.com for more information to give your doctor to help cure your infection and possibly save your life.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and to be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Back with Scott Greger from the New York Farm Show. Those of you who are going to check it out, go out, get in your car, get in a plane, go to Syracuse, New York, and have some fun. This will be fun. Great visitation, I would think, opportunities here. What category of exhibitor is the largest? Is it tractors? I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting to figure that out. But
well, it's tractors, but there is a lot of large implement companies that bring some large tools in to show what is available out there.
What have you seen so far? You've seen your floor must be getting filled up with all of the various exhibitors that are going to be there. What have you seen that intrigues you?
Well, number one, there's a company that happens to be from New York. It's called Oxbow, and it's a large hay rake or a hay merger.
Really? That hay merger thing has taken that. I know there have been. I actually just bought a new rake the other day. I happen to like Kuhn stuff for tedding and raking and stuff. And there's these rakes, these rotary rakes that are really fabulous. But this is sort of an offshoot of that, isn't it? These sorts of things that you're just describing.
Yeah, it is. And what amounts to, they have a pickup head on them, so you can move the hay and the alfalfa without losing the leaves like you would on a regular rake.
Right.
And these here will merge hay. They started out at 18 foot, and they have a 40 footer now.
Oh, so where do you find? Okay, so that begs the question for those of us who understand how you have to rake it, you got to bale it. So where do you find a baler? Do you have to use a big round baler or a big square baler, and you can't use the regular size? I have some old International 450s, 430s, 440s. And I can't imagine that they could swallow up that much hay in one gulp.
Well, most of them, probably 99% of them, are put into the haylage market for chopping hay.
Ah, okay. That's it. That
and they'll
sense.
Actually, these choppers, some of them run close to 1,000 horsepower,
yep.
And they'll actually put 80 feet into a windrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's big farming versus my type of farming, which is family, smaller stuff. And so there is that. And I guess I'm wondering, having taken a trip through upper New York State over the weekend and seeing the number of dairy farms dwindling here, I was actually amazed. I haven't been up to upstate New York for a few years, but all the land that isn't being used, do you have resources at the show for matching people with land that's available?
Yeah, and most of the land, there's not a whole lot of land available. In New York State, we might have lost producers, but it's still the same amount of cows in production for the last 20 years.
Ah, okay, that's good to know. Well, check it out. It's NewYorkFarmShow.com. Scott Greger, who's been running it for 30 years, knows his way around, I'm sure. Sounds kind of exciting. Maybe I'll check it out. Scott, thanks for being with us and telling us the story for this year's Farm Show.
Thank you.
Take good care.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the American Family Farmer, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with a reminder of how you can keep up with the conversations that we're having on the American Family Farmer. Not only do we air this program several times during the week and over the weekend, but you can also get the podcast, including the most recent contribution, where I talked to a couple of people, including Dave Chapman, who's the owner of Longwind Farm, founder of Real Organic, the Real Organic Project. This has been going on for three decades, providing people with organic food. He talks about the soil. We're really on a kick now, talking about the way farms are being run, regenerative farming, that sort of thing. So you can hear that update in the podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Doesn't cost you anything. You can find them at the website AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I had some thoughts that I want to share with you about the mental health of the American farmer, especially the American family farmer. You know, growing up around farmers, I had three men who were very much a part of my growth as a youngster. All of them lived sort of the same life. All of them, interestingly, died at the age of 76, not in the same year, but all of these farmers died because they were exposed to things, chemicals and that sort of stuff. And the pressure wasn't on them the way it's on farmers today. Well, that's not true. One farmer was on his own. The others were working for people who had a lot of money and could sustain the farm. the one farm, the farmer became really my second father. I loved being on the farm. I owned it for a while as an adult. And it just, all of these people had really strong physical and mental abilities. You never found out what their emotions were, although Sam Mayo, who was the man I'm talking about, the second father, he was a very sensitive, very kind, very sweet man. And he had, a lot of frustrations because his wife had brought her son, it wasn't Sam's son, her son, to the farm to work. And he really didn't want to be there, but he didn't have another job. And the mother insisted because she was a very strong character. And so it was done at sort of the expense of Sam. And in a way, he adopted me because he didn't have any. He had two daughters from his first wife who has passed away. And so I came around and he taught me in a way that that worked for me, in a manner of speaking. But toward the end, he and I had conversations. He was a simple guy, so he wouldn't talk about stress. He wouldn't talk about the challenges. Once in a while, he'd say something about his wife and or the son, but it wasn't accusatory. It was just something I knew he felt comfortable letting off steam to me. As even a youngster or a young adult. I used to, when he retired, he went to Maine and I spent a lot of time up there with him. He was one of the easiest people, and he helped shape me more than probably anybody else singularly in my life. And so now I look around and I see the farmers who are challenged by the economic realities, the personal realities. They all want to have their children stay on the farm, and the children don't want to stay on the farm. And so they worry about what's going to happen to the farm. They spent their whole life trying to make something work. And then the dairy business today, and a lot of farming, it is difficult to make things work. Depends on where you are, what the soil's like, what the political climate's like, what the economic climate is like, and certainly the impact of COVID-19 on farmers and their mental health has been huge. So the Farm Bureau, of which I am a member, is encouraging conversations to help reduce the stigma around the stress that farmers have because of all of these things happening at the same time. And the National Farmers Union has been involved in this as well, so I tout both of them. It's really something that needs a lot of attention locally, nationally. Rural adults now say that there is some stigma around stress and mental health in the agricultural community. That is, they don't want to talk about what's going on, but yet it's there. So my advice, I wish, if I had a wish list, that more and more people would be comfortable talking to friends and family and doctors about what your feelings are, the stress, the mental health issues, and what do you do? How do you solve those problems that you have on the family farm with stress? And so what's the old expression? A word to the wise is all you need. Be comfortable. The world is different than it was when you were growing up. It certainly is all the way around. So maybe there's somebody in your family that has the skills to recognize and respond to the situation for you. Seek them out and talk. Will you please? That's my thought. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. It's our time.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.